Hello and welcome to Front Row Center, the Montana Public Radio Weekly Arts Interview. I'm Michael Marsalek. I'm joined by three guests today. We're going to be celebrating the 75th anniversary of Montana State Park System. I'm talking today with Chaz Van Genderen. He's the administrator for Montana State Parks, joining us by telephone from the First Peoples Buffalo Jump south of Great Falls. Philip Auberg, the musician from Montana, is at his studio in Chester, Montana, also on the phone. And joining me in studio in Missoula today is Monty Dolak, the artist. And welcome to all of you, and thanks for being here.
Good to be here.
Thank you, Michael.
Well, this is a big celebration. Maybe I'll start with you, Chaz. It's the 75th anniversary of the Montana State Park System. Certainly lots of people use the state parks and maybe know about some of the more well-known parks. But there are, if I understand, over 50 parks in Montana, and it is a huge activity really year-round in Montana, right?
Oh, yeah. Michael, we're really excited about our 75th anniversary. You know, Montanans are so connected to their outdoor heritage or their natural heritage, or their cultural heritage. The park system started with a park commission in 1939. And we're able to now go out and celebrate that with these two wonderful artists in three of our parks over the next couple of weeks. And it's an exciting time for us.
We're talking about three special events today. Saturday, June 14th at the Lewis and Clark Cavern State Park at that wonderful new outdoor amphitheater will be the first performance. Then Sunday at Giant Spring State Park, outdoor by the springs. And then Saturday, June 28th. At the Mikoshika State Park as well, the outdoor amphitheater there. Philip Auberg will be performing with the Montana Wildcats. And Monty, you've got a piece involved with this as well. Maybe I'll start with you, Phil, and have you just talk a little bit about that trio. There's a new record out, and certainly you are no stranger to trying to figure out a wonderful way to paint Montana with sound.
Yeah, Montana is my big inspiration, in the outdoors in particular. And this record, Montana Wildcats, came about because of Jack Walrath, who's a wonderful trumpeter who grew up in Edgar, Montana, and wanted to do a record, wanted to do a Montana record, Montana jazz record. So we got together with Kelly Roberti, who grew up in Malta, Montana. And when we got together, we weren't really sure what we were going to do, but the tunes we brought in were really very much of the flavor of Montana. Kelly came in with a tune called Mikoshika. I came in with a tune called Blue Coulee, which is somewhat of a remembrance of the site on the Marias River where the Baker Massacre happened. Jack came in with Chief Joseph's Lament and another tune called Goodbye, Old Guy. We have the Phillips County Three-Step. We have Jack's Arcade, which celebrates a little bit more of the urban, although it could be a one of the ghost town state parks too. And then we have another tune called The Final Drum and a tune called Country Slickers, you know, play on that movie title, City Slickers, because we're kind of country slickers. And so the three of us will, you know, I've never heard those two guys play the same thing twice. So what I expect is that at the concerts, it will be a reflection of where we are. We'll be playing these tunes, and I'll be playing some solo things as well. But I think that both Jack and Kelly will not be able to restrain themselves at being in such a wonderful place as Giant Springs or Mikoshika or the Lewis and Clark Caverns.
Well, and this is a full concert setting that you and the trio will be doing. It's a concert that's free and open to the public. There's no tickets required. People are invited to bring a picnic, bring the family. We'll give out some contact information a little bit later on and also have that at the Montana Public Radio website, mtpr.org. And Monty Dolak commissioned to do another wonderful commemorative poster of Montana. This another great piece, and you picked another gem of Montana to feature, right?
Well, it's a painting of the Smith River in June. And a year ago this month, I had the opportunity to float the river during the supermoon, which was as close as the moon will be and has been in many years, and was standing on cliffs overlooking the Smith River. In fact, I spent the evening up on the cliffs and hiked down and got up early the next morning and was able to watch the moon set as the sun was coming up and just touching the limestone cliffs. And it was a remarkable moment. And I thought, okay, this might be a painting. And I worked on that this past year from sketches and photos I had made on that trip. And the painting was unveiled at the state capitol 2 weeks ago. Philip Auberg played music, and Chaz and the governor and I unveiled the painting. And there is a poster of it now, a fine print quality poster. And 100% of all the sales from the poster will benefit Montana State Parks. And we'll be showing that at all three events. And I'll also be introducing the band, which will be an honor for me. I've been a fan of all of their music for some time, but being a keyboard player myself, especially of Phil's particular method of conjuring the landscape and music, composition, piano, his work particularly speaks to me and to my painting, too.
So the print will be available at these events, and I imagine through the course of the celebration year, right?
It will be. It's a small edition. But it will be available, and I will be there to a certain portion of the edition is signed, and I'll be there to dedicate signed posters or discuss the painting or Montana State Parks with anyone that should care to come and talk with me.
Chaz, this must have been something in the works for a while to figure out a way to really celebrate the Montana State Parks anniversary and do it in a new way that really draws people that might not otherwise, I suppose, get a chance to come.
That's true, Michael, and our marketing efforts within the park system have really taken off under our coordinator, and we can't do this alone. We have a number of folks we want to thank, and that includes Montana Gift Corral, Visit Glendive, and the Friends of Maquoshika State Park, both important partners to our park system out in eastern Montana. Montana Outdoor Legacy Foundation and the Lee and Donna Metcalf Charitable Foundation, who all contributed to being able to pull this together and offer this free to the public in our state parks over the next couple of weekends. We're excited, and really, state parks are all about families and communities and good memories. And so we're just looking forward to the next couple of weeks. This is going to be a lot of fun.
Well, and Philip, you certainly are no stranger to performing in outdoor situations, but this seems like kind of a match made in heaven, playing music made in Montana, drawn in some ways certainly from the landscape, right at these amazing sites around Montana. Sounds like a great gig.
Yeah, we're really looking forward to it. And the trip is drumless, which means that you'll be able to hear what we do. And I think that those kind of long tones will resonate particularly in the outdoors in these three spots. So it should be a really just a wonderful trio of concerts.
Well, we're very excited to get a chance to talk about this. We'll have information, links to all of the various information at the Montana Public Radio website at mtpr.org. I'll also give out a few phone numbers. The first concert is Saturday, June 14th at Lewis and Clark Cavern State Park at the Outdoor Amphitheater. It's at 5 p.m. Again, all these concerts are free and open to the public. Local contact number is 287-3541. On Sunday, June 15th, at Giant Springs State Park, outdoor by the springs in Great Falls, the number is 454-5858. And then Saturday, June 28th, at the Maquoshika State Park Outdoor Amphitheater, the local contact number is 377-6256. Philip Auberg and the Montana Wildcats will be performing live. The artist Monty Dolak will be there with the new print and on site as well, acting as introduction and MC. I've been talking with Chaz Van Genderen, administrator for Montana State Parks, Philip Auberg, the musician, and Monty Dolak, the artist. And thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you, Michael.